Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Are you teaching your children to take risks or to play it safe? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. There is a teaching that is common among parents, and it is to be careful, play it safe, to do what it protects self. But I want to challenge your thinking in that regard, that making a difference in this world takes risk, and we must be training our children to take risk and to understand risks. So I am not saying be dangerous. Being dangerous or thoughtless or careless or irresponsible, but to do things in life, we must take risk. And we can unbeknowingly to ourselves with our children train them to not take risks. And so Dr. Tim Elmore has written a book. I has been doing some teaching on leadership in teenagers and youngsters. One of his recent books addresses the whole idea of how we can short-circuit this process of maturity. And he says, we risk too little, rescue too early, and we rave too easily. And it all starts with this idea of taking risk, and that we risk too little, and we train our children to play it safe, to be careful, to watch out. And that language can cause them to be less adventurous in life. We want our children to be adventurous, to be dreamers, to be ones who want to make a difference. And it all starts with the idea of doing something that is uncertain. And it can begin with little exercises, little things that you do. Let's say that you find someone who has a lawnmower that is not working. They are abandoning it. You can get that and get your son a set of tools and say, can you take this down, take this apart to where no part is connected to another? Just something like that. They cannot break it because it's already broken. But it begins the idea of, I am going to solve a problem, or I'm going to figure out how to take this thing apart. And it starts one step after another. But being willing to do something that has a bit of risk, that you don't know exactly what you're doing, but you're going to do something anyway. So start with something small, something with low risk, but it's not certain. We can train our children to be thinkers, to be innovators, to take action in life, but that means taking risks. Now, the second part of this is we rescue too early. And whenever they're getting into trouble, they're getting over their head, we need to calculate the risk to them and not short-circuit that. So some failures are not final. They're not fatal. They're not really important. The process of dealing with a failure is more important, and we don't want to rescue them from their failure or their situations. Let them solve their own problems. So we don't want to rescue too early. Let them think about it. Think of solutions. Come up with a different way of solving the problem. Maybe we actually ask them to help us solve a problem that we have, and that puts value on them. So we don't want to rescue them from their own situations, but let them come up with solutions. That is a risk-taking mindset. We risk too little, we rescue too early, and then we rave too easily. We're so excited. We praise them for things that really, they just showed up. Praise them for things where they really gave it their all. So this is Dr. Roger Smith encouraging you to train your children to take risks, to calculate risk, but in the end, to be brave and to be important and to do something worthwhile. Because those hard things are the things that are worthwhile in life.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.